Good morning and welcome to Better Thyself segment of Dr. Lamba's Awakening Call. Everybody wants to be assertive. We have seen that. And especially if you want to be a leader, whether it's a corporate circle or your organization or as an individual, when you want to sound more assertive. Think, are you passive and let other people roll on you, practically steamroll on you? Or the other extreme, are you aggressive and make enemies instead of friends? Or third option is, are you passive aggressive? Now both these, another three of these, are not acceptable qualities for a really capable person. Now, I'll give you an example of the Indian Prime Minister. We had very assertive Prime Minister in Nehru, Indira, and now Modi. We had another assertive Prime Minister, that was Morarji Desai. But then we had three non-assertive, very passive Prime Ministers, Dabe Gowda, I.K. Gujral, and Manmohan Singh. What would you like to be? Your role model would be Modi and Indira and Nehru, or Manmohan and Gujral and Gowda in India. Here? But how do you identify a person whether it's assertive or not? A confident sounding person has none of the qualities which characterize a person who is passive or aggressive or passive-aggressive. He's confident of what he says and what he does. And the key to being assertive without being overly aggressive is to avoid certain phrases. Now what happens is that we often let people understand and interact with them by the use of the words and the phrases. And if you avoid certain phrases and act accordingly, avoiding of phrases is one major part, but not the only part in being assertive. It is much more than just avoiding the phrases, but this is the first step. So, avoid some phrases. I'm going to tell you four phrases which are extremely, extremely harmful. I know it because I've seen it. I was with Manmohan Singh and I asked him to do something. And he said, I think, and the next sentence was, I'm sorry to. And then I knew it because I have known it for a long time. So the first phrase that makes you feel sound, timid, weak, non-assertive, a person fit to be a doormat, is, I'm sorry to ask this, but. Now the sense of apology in these words, the apologetic words as we call them, I'm sorry, I have one last question, or maybe just me, but. It sounds that you're putting yourself down, you're degrading yourself. And if you're degrading yourself, why should the others not degrade you? It can be downplay a request that you are trying to make. And why do that? You are better off skipping the introductions. That's the biggest problem. We believe in introducing a very, very humble, polite way, and thereby we let the others steamroll on us. Don't say, I'm sorry to bother you, but can you share the support you made for the team meeting? I'll go directly to the subject matter without any introductory apology. I'll say, can you share the report you made in the meeting today? And then close it with a thank you to show your graciousness. This apologetic tone is suicidal to being assertive, not otherwise. So that is up to you to decide. If you want to do that, your choice. But if you want to be a better human being, stop using such phrases. Second type of phrase is that you use verbs which are not action words. Don't forget, your verbs are action words. I was reading Swami Vivekananda that one time, I was, I think, in 9th or 10th, and the book was Conversations with Swami Vivekananda, and he said one thing, that Indians' biggest problem is that they use too many verbs, and they use those verbs which are not action verbs. Now, is, are, am, was, were, they're not words. Similarly, could, should, ought, they are negative words. They are not action words. They are cautionary, they are obligatory. So, statements like, I could do that, would be non-committal. Could do that, you are doubting yourself. These action verbs tell people that you are doing or what you are going to do. So you have got to use the verbs which are stronger and clearly state your intention. For example, will is a much better word and much stronger word than could. Instead of I could do that, I will do that. Similarly, when you ask for something, I need is much stronger than I want. Why? Because you don't want an assistant, but you need an assistant. So, people say, I want, I won't say I want, I'll say I need. The third type of verb you have to avoid is when you start a request with you instead of a statement, you are on a road to be a failure. You are on a road to be non-assertive. Whenever you make a statement with a you-based statement, you make me or you cannot, it comes across as controlling behavior. You're not assertive, you're trying to be overwhelming and overpowering, and that is resented by others. So, what does it show? It shows a sense of fear and insecurity. Otherwise, you would make a simple statement. Make I-based statement. They help you communicate much better about how you are feeling and what you want. Be clear. And it doesn't sound like an attack when you say that. For example, instead of saying, you need to get started on that project, that looks to be very, very dictatorial. And I would say, rather, I'd like if you started on that project right now. So you are asserting, but without sounding offensive. The point is that you've got to lead with your own feelings or actions. I need you to do it. Not you should do it, you ought to do it. No. Fourth type of phrase that you need to avoid. You always do this, you never do this. It's a generalization. And any generalization leads to conflict, leads to argument, because they cause the other person to get defensive. Now, the moment you put the other person on defensive, then you are in a combative mood. Suppose you are unhappy about something. Be specific. Instead of saying, you always forget me, say you are having a meeting and somebody is late, and you say, after the meeting is over, you always forget about time, you forget it. Why not say, I was upset when you showed up late for the meeting. You also don't want to assign all the blame on one person. Never blame one person. For example, there is a meeting, a report, a presentation has to be made. And you say to that person, you ruined the presentation by not being there. I would not do that. I'll say, I'll put the situation in a proper perspective and say, by coming 10 minutes late, you made the presentation more difficult by distracting the audience. A, you are telling the guy that, look, you are not indispensable. Even if you were absent, I wouldn't care. But you distracted the audience. Now, this will give you a reputation for fairness and also a reputation for being honest without being judgmental. And you don't have to be judgmental. Rather, you have to be helpful. And this would give you that. Now, there are more ways to sound assertive without being aggressive. Being thoughtful, being intentional the way you communicate. For example, some of these tips might help you. Say, because when you refuse a request, somebody has requested you, then don't say, no, I won't do it. No. Use the word because. It softens the no and explains your reasoning. Instead of saying, I can't do it, I would say, I can't do it because I need to prepare for a meeting this afternoon. Bonus point, if you can offer a potential solution, how about it if I do it to you for, say, the after tomorrow? So you give some hope, you're not saying no, you have said no and you're not saying no. Say, I understand when you disagree with someone. Instead of cutting right to the chase, when something is wrong, start, I can see your point, but I don't agree with it. I get what you are driving at. Then start everything with empathy. That's the most important thing. When you refuse a request, when you turn somebody down, let them know that you understand how it affects them. Understand that when you show that you understand their hurt feeling, they would take your refusal even not to help them even kindly. For example, you have to do something. So you go to a colleague and tell him, why don't you do it? He said, say, I know you are busy. I know you are stressed out, but I really don't have the time today. You're saying no, but you're saying it in a sugar-coated manner, showing empathy. And then when you explain a problem, use conditional statements. For example, if you do this, then this would happen, causal effect. And to put it in concrete terms, for example, you say, when the report wasn't finished in time, it created a problem for the team's sales presentation. So you're taking your emotion out of the problem and they are focusing on the solution. So use of the appropriate words, phrases, leaving your emotions in cold storage, they help you look more assertive. And confident, that's the most important thing. Confidence should be oozing out of you. It oozes out in the use of the vocabulary, in the tone. Today I'm talking only the vocabulary, but the tone is extremely important. If your tone is like, what can I do? I wish. No. Well, I wish I could do it, but I can't do it today. I'm busy. So how you say it? Similarly, your body language, that I'll take up in another episode, the body language and the tonal effect. Today we are talking only of vocabulary, phrases, words. Avoid all those weak verbs. Avoid them. sugarcoat your refusals, try to give a reason when refusing or accepting. And at the time, do not lose the fact that your confidence, your assertiveness without being offensive would make you a better human being, a better partner, a better boss, a better employee. In fact, better in every respect. So try and you would see the results. Thank you.